Hi, this is Steve Barish. I just wanted to check in with you guys. I'm starting a new show. I don't know if you remember me at all. I had my own program for a couple of years, and we really did a lot of good work. We worked on a lot of people at one time or at the same time or whatever the case may be. We were having a lot of fun. I worked with Fred Bell for about 2-3 years. I was his co-host. We had a tremendous amount of fun. I was doing the energy work, and he was doing the scientific work, and I was able to see the energy very clearly. And he did the science work, which was really great to do. It was a lot of fun. I miss him terribly. We had a lot of fun together. We talked about drag racing. We talked about all kinds of things, and it was just. It was tremendous. I learned an awful lot from Fred, and he was a wonderful person. What I think I want to do tonight is talk to you about who I am and what I am. For all intent and purposes, my name is Steve Barish. I do a lot of healing work all over the world. We used to do it on the radio, and I'm looking forward to having some phone calls. If you need to know anything about the necklaces, I'm more than happy to talk to you about it. I've been in contact with Miss Bell, and we're having a lot of fun. We're going to be doing some shows this summer, and also maybe around August, September, we're going to be doing shows in New York. We're going to be doing shows in Toronto and Los Angeles and in that area. So we should have a lot of fun. For me, it's been quite an impact losing Fred, but, you know, those things happen, and as much as I loved him, we just had to say goodbye, and he's on the other side having a good time, and I'm helping his daughter as much as I possibly can with the business. And telling her different things of that nature. I can see things very clearly. The first time I met Fred was about 10, 12 years ago in Toronto, and he put on a show that was absolutely fabulous. And when he had his necklaces, he was wearing his the gold necklace. And he was up on stage, and he was really, really interesting. What he was doing was showing how this actually stops the incoming gases, like anything that would be bad for your body, like carbon monoxide or even glue. He showed us how that actually worked, and it stopped it right away, and he was using different kinesiology to do that, and it was really fabulous. Anyhow, what I did was he walked up to me after the show. There were about 500 people in the audience, and he walked right up to me and said, "This necklace would be great for you." And I went over to his booth right afterwards, and they were, I think it was Froka, his ex-wife, and I talked to her for a few minutes. And what we did was she brought out a lot of necklaces, and I said, "Geez, I'd like to buy one." And right away, for some odd reason, I was getting yeses and nos on the necklaces. So I was picking out my own necklace way before she even looked at the chart. So what we were doing was that right after I had bought the necklace, I was sitting down, and we were doing the nuclear receptors, and I was picking them out, and in a millisecond I could tell the persons buying the necklaces which stone they needed and why. So we grew to a wonderful friendship. The first 2 weeks when I had my nuclear receptor, I put it on, and there was a tremendous amount of black coming out of the back of my back. And I called Fred. He gave me his private number, so I called him and told him that I had this black coming out of my back. And he told me it was all the X-rays that I ever had in my life. And that was pouring out of my back. It was coming out of my brain. It was coming out all over my body. And it was very, very interesting. So we conjured up a lot of different thoughts on energy and science. And so we became very good friends very quickly. And I couldn't understand half about what he was talking about because I don't have the brain for science, but I have the brain for energy. So we shared a lot of wonderful things together. I think the main thing that I wanted to do is really talk about me and talk about what we can do together. With all the years that I've had in energy work, if you can work on one person, you can work on a million. It doesn't matter. We're all connected together. There's no limitations on what we do other than the limitations we put on ourselves. So I've learned in many different ways of how to let go, and that seemed to help me a lot. Surrendering was another thing that was very, very important in my life. Surrendering allowed me to open up to different virtues that I never even saw in my life. I mean, I never even really had the idea of knowing that this whole world had many worlds, and I was able to walk through these worlds and see different universes, and it was really a lot of fun for me. So the first time that ever happened for me was I was listening to a very famous person by the name of Sri Chimoy, and he was talking about going through your heart and coming out the other side, and I did. I was out in the universe for 8 years. I was working in the universe and working here all at the same time. So that was really interesting to do, and it was really a lot of fun because I got to see this world and I got to see other worlds. I met different people from different planets. I saw different universes, and I was out there for 8 years, as I said, and it's really, I learned an awful lot. I learned tremendous amount of knowledge in terms of meeting people and how to deal with these people. And the biggest thing I can tell you was love and compassion. Everybody in the universe, I don't care who they are, is filled with love and compassion, at least the people that I saw and the people I was with. And so we really grew, and it's really a lot of fun. The latest people that I've been with were the Palladians, and then follow it was the Andromedans. I was taken to their planet, and that was a lot of fun. We'll talk about that in contact when people call me and ask me questions. I'm more than happy to do that. But with Fred Bell's stuff, I'm still familiar with a lot of it. So if you have some ideas that you want to talk about or things that you want to know, I'm more than happy to help you. If it's something that I don't know, I can certainly get a hold of Miss Bell, and we can certainly call you and let you know what's going on. The way that I work is I really work from my heart. I don't work from any place else other than my heart. And the way to people's hearts is through their hearts. And so we make contact with that. And I've been able to meditate with a lot of people at one time. I believe on one of the shows, we were meditating, I think, with over a million people, and that was very interesting. We had a lot of people that were connecting to us, even when they were listening to the show or not listening to the show. We could feel the energies of these people making contact with us, and it's really, really amazing how easy it is to work. As I say, if you can work with one person, you can work with a million. And it's really, really simple to do. All we need to do is open up and be in contact with yourself. Yourself is the universe. Yourself is the God. Yourself is everything. And the way to do that is through meditation. The way to do that is through the freedom of knowing that you have the ability to be able to do these things. And so to teach it is fairly simple. It's not difficult. God made everything very, very simple. He made it really, really extremely simple. So there's a lot that we can discuss over the next few sessions, and it'll be a lot of fun. But to continue on about me, if there's anything you need to know, anything you want to know, please give me a call. I'm more than happy to talk to you. We can do some healing right over the radio and see what we can do about helping you. It's been a lot of fun over the years for me, and I'm willing to do that for you. I'm willing to get in touch and see what we can do about making you a little better. And that's what life is all about, helping each other and helping us know where to go and how to go about doing it. It's just so easy to do. And so if you need some help, I'm willing to do that. So it's really a lot of fun for me. The other things are is that the nuclear receptor and the projector, I've got a 18-karat gold with a pavé with diamonds and the platinum. And then I have a platinum projector. I think there's only four or five in the world. I've got one of the original Fred Bell platinum projectors, and it works quite well. It's a very serious piece of equipment. But the nuclear receptor is so much fun to use because it really, really helps and cleanses you and clears your mind and clears your body with all kinds of toxins that you might have. So the best thing that I've done so far with these necklaces is to show people that they really work. And how to do that is very simple. I let people wear the projector only on certain occasions. The platinum is extremely powerful, but if they've worn a projector before, they can put on the platinum and they can wear it for maybe, I would say, no longer than 5 minutes. And so it's really a lot of fun to use. There's a lot to gain by it. Fred was very open-minded about his projectors. He had a big one in his office, and he really tuned into that. And he was telling about a motorcycle that he had back in the 60s, and he wanted it. And lo and behold, he ended up buying it through the projector. He contacted the people, and he bought the motorcycle back. So it's really interesting how these projectors really work and how strong they are. But it's really a lot of fun. So this is what I do. This is things that Fred left me with. So I talk about it. I talk about energy. I talk about love. I talk about harmony. I talk about balance. If you would like, we can do a meditation this evening. If you'd like, we can do anything you want to do. If you call me, I'm more than happy to talk to you. And I can help you right over the phone and see where it leads. Things that I've learned along the way, it's very important to stay on your path. Even in the Bible, it talks about walking the straight path. Just walk, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. Just keep walking on a straight path. I think it's really important. The tree of life, which seems to be very complicated for a lot of people, it's not actually complicated. With the tree of life, all you need to do, if you stop and look at knowledge, truth, balance, if you look at those things, that's a long way to do it. What I do is walk right up the straight path through the tree of life. Anything that you need will be given to you. That's all you need to know. Don't make it complicated. Don't try to figure out what this is, what that is. Just use the ability that you have. Make it your own. Get in touch with who you are. Get in touch with the truth of who you are. It's in your heart. If you listen to your heart, you'll never go wrong. That's where God is. That's where he resides. And if you listen hard enough, and if you want to, you can hear his voice all the time. I operate under that voice, even when I'm doing massages. That's my profession. I listen to the voice of silence, because that's the most powerful voice that we have on the planet, is the voice of silence. And so the best thing I can tell you to do is just listen to that voice. And if you're not listening to it, be still. Just be like water. Just be still and listen to it. Listen to who you are. Listen to who you are and who you think you are, because that's who you are. You just listen to that voice. The voice is God, and follow it. I do that when I'm massaging. If I massage, and what happens is I'll have this voice follow me around. And if it tells me to do 5 strokes on somebody's back, I do 5 strokes. I don't do 4. I don't do 6. I don't do 3. I do 5, exactly what I'm told to do. And it's very, very important to follow instructions. So anything you do, just listen. It's so simple to do. God didn't want us to make it difficult. And so that's what we're doing. We're using that kind of ability to get in touch with with who we are. And that in who we are is what I am. So you tune into the I am. You'll find out that you are part of the I am. You are part of who you are. And be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. It's very important to understand that we have the ability to be not afraid. Just walk right through it, and it's you'll find on the other side there's more light, there's more vision, there's more health, there's more everything. So it's very important for you to be in touch with that kind of health, that kind of love, that kind of nurturing that you only receive from the Lord, and that's really, really strong. It keeps us in motion. It keeps us very, very high in terms of having an idea of where we're going in life. So the abilities that we have are very strong. The abilities we need are very strong. All we need to do is to believe. Believe in yourself, because that's who you are. You have the strength. If you want to have mental clarity, have mental clarity. Just listen. Slow down and listen. It's very important that you do that, because what it'll do is that with the voice, you'll be able to keep a very straight line and be able to follow a path that's made for you by heaven. So that's what I would suggest doing. But anyhow, getting back to me, I'm sorry about that. I was 40 years old, and I was lying in bed, and I had this a tremendous hand come over my head. And ever since then, God has been talking to me, and it's just been wonderful. I've been able to help a lot of people. It's really amazing what you can do when you listen to the voice and you do what you're told to do. It's just simple. It's very, very simple. So I know that there's a lot of people out there listening. If you call me, I'm more than happy to help you. And if you don't, then I can't help you. But we can certainly send a lot of energy out and give you the idea of feeling better. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take about 3 minutes and not say anything. What we're going to do is hope that you're tuned in. And what we'll do is send this energy out and just send it around the world. And just tune into it. Tune into the wonderfulness of all this energy that's given to us. That's wonderful. So what we're going to do is just be quiet for a minute and just feel the loving energy that's coming out from heaven. It's not from me, it's from heaven. So just feel it. I'm going to just going to take 60 seconds and send this energy around the world. So I hope you tune in and just listen. There you go. I think it's really nice that you guys are tuning in. I could feel a lot of people tuning in. That's really great. If you're in tune with what I'm talking about, just relax. Feel the feeling of love. Feel everything about it. I think you'll find that love is abound. We need to use it very well. So the best thing to do is just focus on it and allow it to go. Allow it to feed yourself. Allow it to surrender you. Allow it to be you. It's part of you. It's who you are. And that would be wonderful for you to do, is to tune into that. And it will be wonderful. So that's really, really good stuff. Whether you call in or whether you don't call in isn't important. What we're doing is sending healing energy out all over the world. So if you are in tune with it, you'll feel it. If you're not in tune with it, you won't feel it. But we're trying to have everybody have an idea that we are one. Everybody is one. And that's the way it should be. So that's really important. The other things that we can talk about is love. Love is so important. I guess we don't spend enough time, enough quality time with our families, and talk about love. Talk to your children about love, and talk to your children about compassion. Show them compassion. Show them the love that you have for each other, and especially your wife or your other partner. Allow it to be. Allow yourself to enjoy that kind of love. Just spread it around. It's so easy. It's not difficult to do. We did it in the beginning in a romantic stage of our relationship, and it should continue and even grow. So the best thing I can tell you to do, when your family starts to get away from you, just tune back to love. Tune back to who you are. Tune back to the very simple, not complex, the simple things in life are very important. It's extremely important. And the best thing to do is just tune into it. Take your wife's hand and hold it. Take your husband's hand and hold it. I mean, just do the simple things. It's so important to do. Give your wife a kiss. Give your husband a kiss. Give your children kisses. I mean, it's so important to be in touch with all that, because we've lost that. We've lost the ability to be close. It seems like money is more important than anything. So you can't serve manna and God at the same time. You need to allow yourself to enjoy the envelope of God and to be in that bosom. It's so important to do. Try to understand what I'm saying to you, that it's really simple to be in touch with this wonderfulness that comes from heaven. That's really, really important to do. And it's so important for people to realize that we have the ability to touch each other. We have the ability to touch each other in a certain way, and that certain way is through the heart. It's just wonderful to be able to legitimately, and I'm using the word legitimately, feel the people around you. Get in touch with them. People feel the love from the heart. They feel you're real. They feel the realness of who you are through the legitimate of feeling and sending love to the heart. It's so important to do. We've forgotten how to do that. And it's the ability of getting a hold of everything that we know and sending this love through an understanding that we have the ability to do that. We have the ability to touch everybody on the planet just by opening up and not allowing our blockage, our heavy-duty stuff, to block us. And I know there's a lot of people out there with a lot of issues and all kinds of stuff. Just let it go. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your children. Enjoy your wife or your husband. Just enjoy them. Don't forget that we love each other and we need to enjoy each other. It's something that we haven't done in years, and we should really be able to do that. We should be able to really feel who we are, and that's really, really important to do. So when you have the ability to go ahead and do all this. Please do. It's just wonderful to have the ability to know that you have the ability, and we're given the ability by God, and just open up to it. Allow people to really enjoy who they are. I think it's really, really important to be able to get in touch with all the love that we have. So just do that. Get in touch with everything that you can remember. And even more, if you get in touch with the heart, you'll find out how much more you really open up to the ability of being able to give the wisdom to the people that you love the most. And what I mean by wisdom is that your abilities will be stronger if you allow yourself to let go and not hold on to old trash. Old trash is old trash. Old memories are old memories. Allow it to go. They serve you nothing. They serve you absolutely nothing. Just let it go. Respect who you are. Respect the knowledge that you have, that tomorrow is going to be a better day. The next second is the best part of your life, because what you can do is just take that moment and feel the love that you have for your children. Feel the love that you have for yourself, which is even more important, and go with it. Put a smile on your face. Put a smile in your dantian, which is the power center of your body. That's 2 inches below the belly button, and what you do, just consciously go down there and smile, and you'll feel your whole body lighten up. There's so much to it that the abilities are strong, and you should really use those kind of abilities to make things really happen. So it's a lot of fun. Anyhow, getting back to even more important stuff. The knowledge that we have in for our children, for our wives, for our husbands, and I know I'm repeating this, but it's so important to get in touch with that, because without that, we lose everything, and we get away from the centerfold of the family. And also, if you get in touch with yourself, think of all the power that you have that you can get in touch with, and feel the feeling of love within inside yourself. It's tremendous, and you can share that with everybody. You can share that with your friends. You can share that with your spouses. You can share that with everything. The ability to open up to nature. I'm touching on a little bit of everything tonight, so you'll have an idea of where I'm at. I remember the first time I saw the eyes of trees. I was working in Brighton, and I was working on a client, and I looked out the window, and I saw the eyes of trees looking back at me. And I was just amazed to see these eyes all staring back at me. And I went outside, transported myself outside, and I was actually allowed to go behind an eye and see inside what I was seeing, the eye looking at me. I was watching myself through the eye, and I was watching my room through the eye of a tree. And it was real. So I can tell you for a fact that when you have the ability to be able to do these things, it's second nature. It's absolutely wonderful. And that's part of walking through the worlds. It's walking through what we call walking through the worlds. And it's really, really wonderful to get in touch with things other than ourselves, so you can be able to actually see Mother Nature at its best. And the power of that is just tremendous. So the ability to be able to do that is not hard. The ability to be able to see is not hard. The ability to be able to help a tree is not hard. Because what you can do is just go to a tree and look at it and put your hands around the tree and give it a hug. And the amazing thing is that the energy that you have that could be negative will come right through the tree and out. And that happens all the time for me when I'm out in nature. So it's really a lot of fun to do. if you want to have more fun, I took a shaman class about 7-8 years ago. And the one thing that I've learned, and one thing that I do once in a while, is I take two little stones, and you sit down and just be quiet, be still. And you hear a bird make one chirp, and you take the stones, and you just make one pop with the stone. If you hear another bird doing three, then you pop three. And after about 15 minutes, you'll be surprised all these birds are sitting almost next to you and standing next to you and being able to see that kind of wonderfulness. So the communication is really great. It's really a lot of fun to do. And there's so much to learn. There's so much to be able to see. Electrum. Electrum is a color from heaven. It is a bright, bright, bright color. It almost looks like the color of lightning. It's so bright that it's powerful. It's extremely powerful. So I've been having a lot of fun using that using that energy, and it's been quite interesting for me. It really helps my clients. It helps my friends. There's a lot going on, so it's really, really a lot of fun. If anybody's out there that wants to call in, please do. This is my first time on the radio, so I think it would be a lot of fun if somebody could call in and we could have a conversation. That would be really great. But if you have knowledge of any of this, please use it. Please show your neighbors. Please show your friends. Most of my friends are energy people, and so we talk about wonderful things. We talk about energy. We talk about electrum. We talk about all kinds of things that we're using, things that we've seen, and that's really a lot of fun. I remember going to Andromeda, and I was taken up there, and there was a sarcophagus there, and they put me in this sarcophagus, and it wasn't water, but it was like water, and I was breathing underwater, and when I came out, my chakras were twice as big. Why they did that, I have no idea, but eventually, through the Andromedans, I have no more chakras. My chakras are gone, and all I have is pure white light going through my body, and it's been quite interesting, to say the least. So there's a lot to learn, even for me. I'm just at the learning stages. I'm just a student of the universe. And there's a lot of gifts out there. There's a lot of people that want to help us out there. Just think of all the power that we have inside of us to be able to free ourselves, to be able to talk to these people, to be able to talk to ourselves, and to be able to help people. I remember, I think it was about a year ago, I was working with a client in Switzerland, and he wanted to have his chakras opened up, and I opened up his chakras.
We have Debbie on line two. Debbie on line two. Debbie.
Debbie?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was enjoying listening to you. I almost didn't want to call because I was just having such a good time listening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you did call.
I just happened upon your show completely by accident.
Yes.
So I took it as a sign that I could call.
Good. Wonderful. Please.
I was wondering if you can sense anything that I have going on in my left side, around my rib cage.
Okay. Yes, I see it. Let's just work on this for a second. I'm going to open up your heart for you. Just give me a second here. Do you feel warmth around your heart area now?
I feel warmth all over.
Good, honey. Good. Let's just tune in. Okay. You should be able to feel the energy flowing through your system.
I do. It's amazing.
Good, honey. Feel your left side now. It should be clear.
Feels good.
Feels good, huh? That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's do this. I'm going to show you something, honey, so you'll have an idea. I want you to hold out your hand, either right or left. It doesn't matter. Like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Okay. What I'm doing right now, I'm taking my right hand, and I'm putting it at your fingertips. Can you feel the energy going into your body through the fingertips?
I can feel tingling.
Good, honey. That's what it is. What I'm showing you is there's no end to the aura. The aura goes right to heaven, honey. People that tell you it's a foot away or 2 feet away or 6 inches away, it's not the case. The aura goes right to heaven. So you should have your aura is expanded about and clear about 600 times already.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this feels great. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you feel your third eye? You feel a lot calmer?
You know, my head feels warm.
Good, honey. Good. Good. Your head should feel warmer. How do your feet feel? Do you feel very grounded?
I do.
Wonderful. Where are you calling from?
Upstate New York.
Ah, I'm in upstate New York.
Orange County?
I'm in Rochester. You're a little bit further down than I am, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Do you have...
City.
Okay. Do you have flowers in the house, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Would you do me a big favor?
Sure.
I think if you look at your flowers, you're going to see the energy of the flowers much brighter. Can you take a look at that?
Well, it's in the other room. Should I?
Go ahead. Go ahead, honey. Take your phone with you.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Sure.
Because I have a plant that's flowering now.
Oh, wonderful.
Has big orange flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the name of it. Okay, I'm looking at it.
Do you see the flowers brighter, honey? The reason
oh,
I'm saying...
glowing.
Excuse me?
They're glowing.
Oh, wonderful. They're glowing. That's wonderful. I'll tell you what you...
so beautiful.
Oh, good, honey. I'll tell you what you could do if you want to have some fun. Do you feed your plants water or do you feed them something else?
Water.
Okay.
I have a well.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. The next time you go to your well, get a pitcher of water, wherever you get your water. Put your hands on the right side and the left side of the container. And just shut your eyes and breathe love into the water. You'll actually change the molecular structure of the water and make it better for your plants.
Oh, great. I will.
Okay, you're going to find that you can do a lot of things, honey. So enjoy it and see where it takes you.
Well, when you were talking about the birds before,
yes.
I thought that was interesting because I feel like I have a cardinal that seems to know when I'm going to feed them.
Oh, wonderful.
And he comes around and he, you know, it's like he's speaking to me, trying to communicate with
me. I bet he is.
Yeah, and it's like he knows I'm going to put the food out in the suet. And
that's
really
great.
Clean.
That's really wonderful.
But after you said that, I realized they are.
Yeah, they're listening. They hear you. Your abilities are very strong. Your abilities are very strong. You should feel a lot better. That pain is going on your left side.
Yeah, I don't feel it.
Right, honey.
It wasn't
a
pain. It was more of a pressure. Like there was something there.
Pressure, yes, but it's gone, honey.
Yeah, thank you
very
so much.
Fine. You're quite welcome. How is Orange County? Are you getting any snow down there?
We're supposed to have a mix tonight, but you know, nothing heavy.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to have up here. So it's going to be crazy weather. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. I'm so glad that you called me.
I'm so glad I found you.
Yeah, well, you can
tune in. I know you have a website.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to I'm gonna go on your website later on.
Yeah, wonderful.
So I'd like to continue to listen to you.
Well, wonderful. I'll be on every 2 weeks. So it'll be fun. I'm glad that you were enjoying the conversation. That's so kind of you to say.
Oh yeah, it was really interesting.
Wonderful.
Thank you
so
much.
Well, I'm leaving you with a lot of love and compassion and light. So you enjoy.
I can really feel it. I feel a warmth.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you can feel a warmth, honey.
Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Okay, good night.
Good night, dear. Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. She called on, that was very sweet of her, and she said that she had some pressure on her left side, and we did whatever we needed to do, but the thing was is that she saw her flowers glowing, and I think it's wonderful, and the idea of water, if you take water, even a glass of water, put your hands around it, and you'll see light shining in the water if you can see. If you can't see it, you'll feel a pressure, and that's the pressure of love and light. And just drink that down, and you'll see the energy, the effects of all that wonderful energy that you can do for yourself. I think it's really incredible, and it's a lot of fun. It was really nice to hear from her. I hope other people can call in and have an idea of what we're all about on this station. And it's really a lot of fun to be with you. And I just hope that it'll just start getting busier and busier, as I know it will be. And we'll have a lot of fun. But meantime, use those abilities that you have. Even if you think you don't have them, you have them. Everybody has got gifts. Everybody has different gifts. We're all into energy, whether we know it or not. It's a gift from heaven. We all have the ability to really help and make things much different for ourselves. I think it's really really important that we just do these works that can help people around the world. There's no difference. As you saw with her hand, the energies that we have, the chakras that we have, and different things of that nature, you can actually feel them. You can actually feel them glowing. You can actually do the work that God has put you here to do. And I think it's really wonderful that she called, and I told her to put her hand out straight in front of her, and she could feel the tingling going into her body, which I told her that the aura itself goes to heaven. There's no limit to the aura. But what happened for her was is that her aura got cleansed 600 times the amount that she was carrying. So the ability to do those things, it's just wonderful to be able to do it. And you have the ability to do that. Everybody does. And the wonderful thing is that it's free. There's no charge for love. There's no charge for helping people out. Might be a charge if somebody calls me at home. I do charge for work at home or at work. But that's a different thing altogether. But know that there is so much love out there that we need to try the ability. We need to have the ability to get in touch with that kind of love and use it. It's really a lot of fun to do. So what I would suggest doing is that get in touch with that love. Get in touch with the love in your heart. Put yourself at ease with the love that you have. And just make it grow. Just allow it to grow. Open yourself up and just clear yourself. It's not hard to do. Just say, I clear myself. You'll clear. It's just amazing how these things work. It's so simple, and it really does work. And it's the ability of being able to help people. the ability to being able to help yourself is really amazing. And there's nothing difficult about it. So if you're in touch with that kind of love, if you're in touch with that, please share it. Use it with your friends. It's so important to do. We all have that. If we open up more to it, or even a little bit, let the light in. The light will do the rest of the work. All we have to do is allow that love to come in, and that'll really do a good job for you. And so it's really a lot of fun to do. If there's anybody else out there that would like some love and compassion, and we're more than happy to talk to them. And I'm more than happy to give them advice, or maybe they could give me advice. So I'm always open for new suggestions or new kinds of comments, and we can make some fun out of it. So that's what we're all about, is sharing. We have the knowledge, and we're not above the knowledge. Just, you know, accept whatever you get from anybody and learn from it. That's how babies learn. They have a lot of knowledge already from heaven, but it's really good when they have people talking to them because they learn. Hello?
Jane,
okay. Hello, Jane.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what can I do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I just happened to... Are you okay here?
Yes, I'm
with
fine.
With my phone connection?
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, okay. I just happened to get on BBS, and I just heard you, so it's by chance also. I just heard the tail end of the last caller.
Yes.
And I thought maybe you could help me, too.
Absolutely. What can I help you with, dear?
Now, she was, I guess you give symptoms of that you would like to have some clearing.
Yes, we cleared her, the left side of her rib cage. It was blocked. What we did was open up her total body.
Okay. First of all, I'm trying to get over the flu right now.
Okay.
Which is going through the process. But my main concern is I have numbness and tingling all throughout my body. When I was 12 years old, I had a very physical traumatic accident. Given my last rites.
All right.
And because I was crushed, but my body, mm-hmm. and I have severe spinal stenosis.
Yes.
And I've been athletic all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been athletic all my life.
Yes.
This has started about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. The numbness mm-hmm. and tingling started from the bottom all mm-hmm. the way up through my body.
Okay.
And then neurosurgeons, they have no clue.
Okay. I'm opening up your heart. That's it.
Okay.
Just allow yourself to be, honey. Allow yourself to let go. That's it. That's it. You should feel that energy coming through your body now.
Mm-hmm.
Good, honey. Surrender to it.
Okay.
This is from heaven, honey. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just a facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel that energy going through your spine right now. All the way from the bottom, all the way to the top. Your eyes just opened up more. Can you feel that?
I think I can feel something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm ill, too, so it's kind of hard.
Keep your mind clear. That's it. Just clear your mind. Yes, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel the energy from your toes all the way up to the top of your head.
I feel something positive.
Yes. If you feel yourself right now, you should feel more grounded. You should
mm-hmm.
feel more open.
Mm-hmm.
Is the tingling stopped, honey?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
I'm a nurse, and if I'm running around all the time, I don't feel
yes.
the numbness and tingling.
Right,
but
right.
As soon as
right.
I lay down, it's very intense.
Right, right.
And I'm sitting down right now, and it's subsided some.
Yes, yes. What's happening is the negative energy is coming out of your body now. Toxins are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Are you at work or at home, dear?
I'm at home right now.
Okay.
In a recliner.
Okay. You should feel yourself a lot lighter now. How does that feel to you?
I should see. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Good.
I've contemplated meditative for like 40 years. And,
right.
And I usually feel so much positive energy when I meditate. But
mm-hmm.
with this numbness and tingling,
mm-hmm.
it's now blocking those feelings.
Okay. May I make a suggestion? Would you follow something if I give you... good instruction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you're meditating, what you could do is say, I breathe in the breath of God.
Mm-hmm.
As you're meditating, I breathe in the breath of God and breathe it in and breathe out the negative. So I breathe in the breath of God. Can you do
mm-hmm.
that? Do it. Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good, terrific. Terrific. You should feel a lot better. Do you have flowers at home, honey? Do you have flowers?
I have plants.
Okay.
Lots
Do
of
you...
big flowers.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's
but
a big flower or a little flower. It doesn't matter. Do you
okay.
have...
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm looking at...
Okay,
go ahead.
If you would do me a favor, take a look at the flower. I think you'll see it either glowing or a brighter color. How does that look to you?
Well, it's an orchid, a white orchid.
Right.
Fake, and it does look nice and white.
Good. What you're doing, honey, is opening up your consciousness. That's really good. I'm going to have
mm-hmm.
to go, honey, but please call me next 2 weeks, and we'll continue the work.
Thank you.
Okay, you should feel a lot better right now.
I think I do.
Good, honey, good.
Yeah.
Good. I send you a lot of love and compassion and light, honey.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, honey. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. We had 2 phone calls tonight, which is really great, and we'll continue getting more phone calls. So have a good night. Be peaceful in your mind, and know that all the love that I have is going out to you, and I hope you use it well. Be well. Good night. Thank you. God bless.